Hi, this is Zaylee Pollan sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're speaking today with Joanna Hurley, former board chair and current board member of Center, an organization here in Santa Fe that supports, honors, and provides opportunities for gifted and committed photographers. Welcome, Joanna Hurley. Oh, you are also president of Hurley Media, which produces photography and fine arts books for artists and publishers worldwide. Can you tell us what Center is and what it does?
Well, as you said, we're a photography organization and we're not for profit. And our mission is to provide opportunities for photographers and also to support them and to create community. And one of the ways that we do that is our flagship program, which is happening this weekend, and it's called Review Santa Fe. And that's a wonderful event that brings together 100 photographers and about 50 reviewers who are museum curators, gallery owners, publishers, and other people that can provide opportunity and support for these photographers.
And what kind of photographers?
It's all different kinds of photographers, really. We started out supporting emerging photographers, or what we were calling at that time emerging photographers. In other words, people who hadn't had a lot of exposure, if you will, for their work. Now it seems that we're getting more mid-career photographers. Sometimes we get commercial photographers who have a body of work that is fine art photography and they want to get it critiqued by people who are in a position to do that or who are in a position to show it in a museum or show it in a gallery. And we also get documentary photographers. The work has really turned very much in that direction, I think, in the last 5 years, I think, because of what's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, and some of that kind of photography in general is so powerful and so educational.
Yeah.
Much more so than, as you know, the previous was journalism. Sometimes photography really carries much more weight.
Well, I think it does, especially in a way these days, because a lot of our media is maybe prepackaged a bit and controlled a bit, but the photography isn't. It's although you could also argue that a lot of photography can be manipulated, but a lot of documentary photography is not so manipulated, and it has a really great impact on people because it's showing us the world that we're not necessarily able to go out and see for ourselves in war zones and in famine zones and the aftermath of Katrina, the aftermath of tsunamis, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you mentioned the manipulation, but recently I was following a controversy around a certain photo in Syria that I believe won a big photo award, and people were saying that it was actually touched up.
Right.
Is that easy to do in some way, or does that happen? And how do people now, with the kind of technology we have, determine what might be, quote-unquote, authentic photography?
That's a really interesting and pretty loaded question. There's a lot of discussion going on in the field around that. A lot of photography is photoshopped, of course, to be enhanced. A lot of art photography is photoshopped. A lot of it is created, in a way, on the computer. But I think a lot of documentary photography is not necessarily so enhanced. And there actually are standards that photographers really try and follow, and the media that publish them really try and follow those standards to show work that is really authentic about what's going on and what's being reported on.
Well, tell me a little bit more about Review Santa Fe. I mean, this is bringing together photographers from all over the world, right?
Yes, yeah.
I hadn't even heard of either Center or Review Santa Fe. Granted, I'm not a photographer, but this is a really big deal.
It is a really big deal. It's kind of a best-kept secret in the arts world in Santa Fe. We've been in existence for 20 years, and Review Santa Fe has been in existence for 13 years. We're the first, and I would say the most prestigious juried review program in the country. There's only one other program in the country that's juried, but it's much smaller. It's in San Francisco. And that's what really distinguishes us from other photography review programs, because the people who come to look at the work know that they're seeing work that's already been vetted by their peers, and so they know it's going to be of really high quality. And so there's always a lot of excitement around what they're going to see. And earlier in the year, we give out awards and grants to photographers, so there's a little bit of buzz usually going on around that work and around those people before people come to Review Santa Fe. And some of the award winners earlier in the year come to Review Santa Fe, so their work is shown to the reviewers. And we've actually launched some really great careers from Review Santa Fe.
Tell us about some of those.
Well, a woman named Julie Blackman, who's represented by PhotoEye here, she has a book also called Domestic Vacations that was published by Radius Books. Her work takes a really interesting influence from the Dutch painters of the 17th and 18th century, and she talks of, it's all about domestic scenes that are kind of wacky, and she sort of turns them on their head. But she also does a lot of really interesting editorial photography. Another photographer named Alex Soth, he won one of our prizes, and then I think he was at Review Santa Fe, and he went on to be chosen for the Whitney Biennial that year, which is a huge deal. That
Absolutely.
Just kind of made his career immediately. He's a wonderful photographer who came out of one of our programs.
You know, when we were talking about photography and the impact of it, I mean, one of the biggest impact in my professional life came from James Noctway and his film War Photographer,
yeah.
which was really amazing and was really kind of discussing what went into his photography. And are you in a place, having judged and taken part of this, what makes a good photo?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's a question that's actually really hard to answer in a very linear kind of way.
Yeah.
And we talk about that a lot, actually, because one of the programs that we've had is writing an artist statement, because we also look at artist statements when we look at the work, and sometimes they're just really awful and incomprehensible, and other times they're really articulate. So you sort of realize why people are taking pictures instead of writing, but usually the people that can write a good artist statement also are taking great photographs because they really understand what they're doing, and they have a really good eye, and it's really developed. And that's really what makes a good photograph. It's that you can see the vision of the artist, and you can see the eye of the artist in the work. It's the only way that I can really describe it. Oh, all the elements come together, and like any great piece of art, it really hits you in your gut. And that's why Noctway's War Photography is so amazing, because you're looking at work that is beautifully photographed, technically speaking, but you're also looking at work that just completely grabs your gut and grabs your heart, and in one split second makes you completely understand oftentimes a horrific scene.
Absolutely. In that poetic way, too, you can't look away, really, because it's done so beautifully.
Yeah.
You were... The 100 people who are here, though, the 100 photographers have already been chosen. This is a process that started last year?
No, the process starts... Well, actually, I guess it did start last year. The applications, I think, are usually due in December and January. And the reason I'm sounding fuzzy about this is, as a board member, I'm not allowed to be involved in any of the selection of the artists, so I just kind of stay away from all of that. I don't look at the work until, much later, till here at the reviews. And that's one of the other things I wanted to talk about, is that as a reviewer, for example, I will probably look at about 15 to 20 portfolios. But a few years ago, about 7 years ago, we realized that everybody really wanted the chance to see all of the portfolios. So we started a program called the Portfolio Sharing, and that's a public program. Anybody in town can come. It's free. And it's up on the IHM Retreat Center campus, which is at the corner of Montesol and Old Santa Fe Trail, where the Carmelite Monastery is. It's also where the Santa Fe Photographic Workshops is housed. And that event is Friday night from 6 to 8 o'clock. And I think it's in the auditorium where the Santa Fe Workshops have their space. But there'll be signs. But all the photographers will be showing their work, so you can go and look at the work of the 100 photographers. And it's a really wonderful way to just look at and experience really terrific photography, and also to get to know the photographers, to understand their process, to talk to them about what inspired them to make the work. And if you are a collector or an aspiring collector, to pick up some really terrific work at good prices before these people become super famous.
Nice idea here. So people would go in and you can see the portfolio sharing. These have all been judged. So there are actually just a few events that are open to the public.
Well, actually, we have a lot of events that are open to the public. The only event that's not is the actual reviews.
Is the actual review.
Yeah. We have some exhibitions going on the campus. We have an exhibition at CCA that is going on through June 30th. So you can actually go to that anytime. And that's an exhibition of two of our award winners. These are two of our international grant winners, a photographer named David Favrod, who is from Switzerland, and Ignacio Evangelista, who is from Spain. And their work is going to be up at the CCA. And I think there's a, looking here at my notes, there is an event at CCA. I believe it's tonight.
Well, people can look on your website
for
that as
well. Yeah, they can look on the
well.
Website. And Center? The website is visitcenter.org.
Visitcenter.org. You also have a number of seminars that are open to the public, one of which is about business and our own Jamie Stillings here in
yes.
Santa Fe, who did an extraordinary series on Hoover Dam. I told you the other day it was the only photography book I think I've ever actually purchased.
Really?
Yeah, I was so taken with
it. Really
it
really is terrific work.
So I don't know if any of that will be, if he'll be presenting any of his work, but he will be presenting some of the marketing aspects. And what are some of the other seminars that people can participate in?
Well, there's a seminar with a very distinguished photographer named John Gossage, who is a Guggenheim Fellow. And that's on how to sustain a long career and new methods for engaging audiences. And there'll be some very interesting people interviewing him on that panel discussion. He'll be with several reviewers, including the senior multimedia producer for NPR, a gentleman named Keith Jenkins, a publisher and magazine editor named Michael Itkoff, with a publishing company and magazine called Daylight, which is a photography publication. And let's see, we have... Oh, and then we also have some exhibits of our other grant and award winners on the campus of the IHM. And there'll be
Great.
Tours open to the public of those exhibits, again on Friday during the portfolio sharing, and again on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 o'clock. And if any of this is confusing, you can just go to the website and it's all listed there.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone who is a photographer, an aspiring photographer, or a lover of photography, this is kind of an invaluable experience to go and to see this. So this has been going on for more than a decade. How did the center come about?
Well, center was started 20 years ago by Reed Callanan, who is our current acting board chair, and he's also the head of the Santa Fe Photographic Workshops, which a lot of people are familiar with in town, and Sam Abel, who is a distinguished photographer who's best known for his work with National Geographic magazine. He also recently published a book with Radius Books. And they wanted to create a service organization for gifted and committed photographers to help them perfect their craft and to bring their work to the attention of professionals in the field who could offer them opportunity.
And it's been growing internationally. How do so many people, I mean, I looked at some of the people who submitted work here, and it's really a wide range.
Yeah, we have people from, this year we have people from 24 different countries, and we have a lot of international curators as well who come to review Santa Fe, and we're also starting a very exciting international online review program with a new organization called IIST, and representatives from IIST will also be here. They offer an online review service. So,
and when we do review service, I mean, you're talking about people giving you any kind of critique. Is it about the work itself or about how to market it? What kind of outlet, gallery, book publisher
would
be interested?
It's about all of that.
Okay.
It's about all of that. A lot of the critiques are about, it's really about what the photographer is asking and about what the photographer feels that he or she needs from the reviewer. And also, obviously, it's about what the reviewer can offer. You know, and so the reviewer is doing the review from his or her perspective. Like, when I review, I'm looking at the body of work to see if it's basically ready for prime time, if it's ready to be a book. And if I don't think that it's ready to be a book, then I critique it from that perspective on how the photographer can get it ready to be a book, how the photographer can perhaps perfect his vision or realize his vision better, how he can think about sequencing it, which is the way the images are arranged in the book, how you can think about having writers for the book. And then if I do think it's ready to be published, I think about different publishers that I work with that would be interested in publishing the book. If you're a museum curator, you're looking at it completely differently. You're looking at the work. I don't want to speak exactly because I'm not a museum curator, but how the work would fit in with your collection, how you would fit it into various shows that you have coming up. And then a lot of people also, a lot of the reviewers, look at the work and really very carefully and gently and kindly tell the photographer how to make it better, if that's really something that's necessary. The one great thing, though, about Review Santa Fe, for all of us who are reviewing, is we don't usually have to have a lot of conversations like that, because this work has been vetted and these people are usually pretty experienced. When you go to the other review programs where they're not juried, it's just a general call for, you know, for work done on a lottery system, you can really sometimes look at work that is not ready to be published or shown at all.
Now, is this something that's only really available during this annual review session, or is the center available for consultations like this year-round?
If you're a member of Center, we do have a membership program. You can, I think there's a site up, on the website where you can go to arrange a consultation with one of our other members, like myself or museum curator, or gallery owner, or some other publishers.
We're talking with Joanna Hurley, a board member of Center. They are having a big event this weekend, Review Santa Fe. 100 photographers will come in, and the public is invited to come and view some of this work. Let me ask you, where does some of the funding come from for Center?
Well, this year we're very excited because we have our first NEA grant.
Congratulations.
Yes, we're very excited, and that will allow us to provide even more scholarships than we already do to Review Santa Fe and also to exhibit and show the work. I think the grant has a very specific name. It's called an Artworks Grant, which supports the creation of art that meets the highest standards, provides public engagement with diverse and excellent art, and lifelong learning in the arts and the strengthening of community. So we really want to thank the NEA for that grant. We also are supported by the New Mexico Arts Division, and we have been supported by the McCune Foundation. And then
wonderful.
Individual donations, and we do have a membership program as well.
And just quickly before we close up, I'd love to go back and touch on the idea of documentary photographer. And in an earlier conversation, you had mentioned this is not just pretty pictures. You know, we're talking about incredibly important news conveyance at this point. Can you tell me a little bit more about some of the documentation that either has been shown or will be shown and the importance of photography in that sense?
Do you mean specific bodies of work that I've seen?
Specific bodies of work, and also generally, you've spent a lot of time looking at a lot of photographs and you have some very strong opinions about documentary photography specifically.
Well, there's a real conversation going on in the field about what is documentary photography anymore, because there's so much of it, but there's so much of it that isn't necessarily what you would call straight documentary photography a la Dorothea Lange, but there's a lot of work out there that's really about engaging with communities and events and serious struggle that's going on around the world. In terms of one of my favorite bodies of work, actually it's several bodies of work that I've ever seen, was at Review Santa Fe, I think around 2005, and it was from a Colombian photographer named Erica Dietes, who I'm going to be working with George F. Thompson Publishing to publish her book next year, and it's photographs of the disappeared in Colombia. And it's not obviously photographs of the disappeared themselves because they're disappeared, but it's photographs of articles of clothing that were given to her by their families, and she photographed them in water where they were drowned, and then mounted
powerful
them on glass.
Work.
And it's really powerful work.
Wonderful.
Because when you first look at it, you don't really know exactly what it is. It's just beautiful work. And then when you find out what it is, it really, really socks you in the gut.
And I suspect that people will be able to see a lot of photography like that this weekend. So I hope that a lot of people are able to go. Thank you so much, Joanna Hurley.
Well, thank you, Saley.
Center this weekend.